Good evening, everyone. So, back in 2017, one of my oldest friends, Kim, decided that we were all going to go to St. Martin for her 40th birthday. And I was so excited about this. We were going to be the first two to arrive, and then other people would be joining us later on in the week. I went shopping. I got a brand new suitcase. I got brand new everything to go into my suitcase. The day before we were supposed to leave, a friend of mine and I were on the phone. He said, "Where are you going again?" I was like, "I'm going to St. Martin." He said, "You are aware that there is a really bad hurricane coming, and St. Martin is directly in the line of this hurricane," which was Hurricane Irma. Now, all of my life, and my friend, we have traveled during hurricane season. It was not a big deal for us. And it was the day before the trip. Like, you think I'm going to cancel? No. So, we leave Baltimore. We fly. We're landing. We're looking. The skies are beautiful, and we're really excited. We're starting to get amped up for the trip. And as we're landing, the pilot says, "And may God bless us all." I'm like, "Wait, what?" So we get to the resort, and before we get to the resort, the driver comes to pick us up from the airport. And he's like, "Oh yeah, we deal with hurricanes all the time. It's no big deal. We just light candles if the electricity goes out. And you know, we play Uno and games. You guys should come through and hang out with us for a hurricane party." We're like, "Okay, well maybe, you know." And so as he's driving us to the resort, he's explaining to us where we're going. We go up over this mountain, and then we go down the side of the mountain. He said, "Where you guys are staying is called Behind God's Back." And we're like, "Okay. All right." So the first day we get there, it's beautiful. You know, we're drinking. We're having a good time. You know, everything is everything. And then the next day, it's overcast. They call for a mandatory meeting with everyone in the resort. So I'm starting to feel like, okay, we're still picking out places we're going to eat dinner, you know, for the rest of the trip, and we're going to have a good time. But I'm starting to get a little worried because of this mandatory meeting. So we get to the mandatory meeting, and they explain to us, after 8 o'clock tonight, everyone is confined to their room. Close the storm shutters and do not open the door. We will be bringing you your meals to the room. Don't go anywhere. 8 o'clock hits. We go in the room, we shut the shutters, and we're watching TV, everything is all good. And then we're looking at our phones, and then we start to see the storm is kicking up and it's traveling. And as the night progresses, we start to see the storm is taking out entire islands along the way. So we start to get shook. And then the power starts to blink. The TV goes out. And then the storm kicks up where we are. Outside, it starts to sound like the entire world is being ripped apart. They had also moved everyone from the first floor to the second and third floors because they weren't sure how high the water was going to rise. We were right on the ocean. And so as the storm is kicking up outside, the power goes out. And my friend starts to, you know, try to encourage me to calm down because I start freaking out. And so we're playing blackjack. And when I'm realizing I'm not counting the cards properly, she's like, "Focus." And I'm like, "Okay." And all of a sudden, the storm comes through the hallway and blows out the doors. I heard the worst thing ever. It was worse than even outside. It sounded like a banshee and Sindel from Mortal Kombat, if you're familiar with the game, were battling in the hallway. The storm was in the hallway and it kept rattling the door. So at this point, I'm looking at my friend and she's like, "Do you want to go in the bathtub?" And I'm just like, "Yes, no. Because if I get stuck in the bathroom, then I'm going to die." So the storm is happening all night. We're up and I'm freaking out and we can't sleep. No power, no anything. And then the next day, it just starts to subside and then there's quiet. We open up the storm doors and we look out and everything is destroyed. All of the trees had been ripped up from the roots And then we finally start to see people, because the roof was damaged, they started sending people down to the second floor so that they wouldn't get wet. And nobody speaks the same language in the room, so we're just all sitting in the room like, yeah, this is happening. They finally let us out. And there are nails, and everything is just a mess outside. All of the restaurants are gone. We have no running water. We still have no electricity. And we don't know what's happening. I got a signal for 2 seconds to call my mom to let her know we were still alive. And the person next to us had a signal, so everyone is at their room trying to make calls. We call the airline, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we have a flight leaving on Thursday. Thursday? Okay, I guess we can sit till Thursday. What we didn't know is the airport was completely flattened at this point. The airline didn't even know it. So I'm like, how the hell are we going to get out of here? Oh, I know what's going to happen. They're going to land a helicopter on the property, and they're going to rescue us, and then we're going to... That is not what happened. So the only thing there was an abundance of was alcohol. But since we had no power, we had no electricity, we had no air conditioning. So it was sweltering every day. We would take showers with Deer Park. Thank God for peppermint oil, too. At Dr. Bronner's. But, you know, all we could do was sit and wait. So they would bring us down every day to try to get rid of all the food that they had so that it wouldn't go bad. So warm yogurt, yum. Cereal with no milk. Just all kinds of crazy stuff. So they were trying to, like, give us updates every day. And, you know, it was really, really crazy. So one night we were all outside because that's what we did at night. We sat outside and drank. And no one would make a sound because there were rumors going around that people were coming onto different properties with machetes to rob all of the guests. So we would just stay outside. There were no lights or anything. So one night someone came on the property and was like, hello. No one said anything. Do you speak English? No one said anything. Would you like to get out of here? You heard, yes. They said, be in the lobby at 5 a.m. We're like, oh, getting out of here. So that night I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to miss 5 a.m. Gathered all of my things. We're going in the hallway. We're walking to the lobby. Someone stops me and they're like, no, you can't take anything that cannot fit in your lap. So remember, I had just bought a new suitcase, all new everything to go in the suitcase. And I'm just like, shit. So we go in the lobby. The manager is freaking out. You can't leave. I'm not going to be held responsible for you if you leave. Write your name down on this paper. And he's yelling at everyone. We're like, no, we're getting the fuck out of here. So we go outside, and I'm expecting something grand to happen. There's a little bus outside with busted out windows. We're getting on the damn bus, though. So we get on the bus. I'm looking at my friend. We don't know where we're going. And we're just riding on the bus with the busted windows, looking at people sitting in front of just rubble. All of their belongings, they're just looking hopeless. And we're just like, this is fucked up, right? So finally, we get to the French military base. And we're just told to wait. So we're standing outside in the sun. People are getting stung by bees. And all of a sudden, this little ferry pulls up. And the fire department gets off the ferry. They're like, get on the ferry. We're like, okay. We get on this ferry. And someone holds up a sign that says, Guadeloupe, 11 and a half hours. I don't know where the hell Guadeloupe is, right? And they're telling us that normally Guadeloupe is only 3 hours away. But because of the storm, the water was so bad that it was going to take 11 and a half hours. So we're down in the bottom of the boat. Everyone's throwing up. So we go upstairs to try to get away from all of the vomit. And then we stay up there until it gets too dark and the water is crashing and it's too cold, so we have to go back downstairs. Mind you, we hadn't eaten all day. The crew was kind enough to share fruit roll-ups and snacks with us because that's all they had. So somebody from New York, so people who spoke the same language kind of clicked up. Someone called the U.S. Embassy, gave a list of names. They're like, okay, well, we have your names, but who's driving the boat? I'm like, oh, shit, we're about to be trafficked. I don't know what's about to happen to us. So it gets dark. You can't see anything. We're down there, and I'm starting to get seasick. I never get seasick, so I'm just focusing on a dot on the ground. And we finally get to Guadeloupe, and we're technically refugees because we're the first people off of the island since the storm. So there were families there waiting to take people in. We were like, we're not staying with anybody. We're getting a hotel room with some lights and some TV and a shower. And so we get to the hotel, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's an embassy on the island. They're going to save us. I call the embassy. They're like, oh, yeah, well, we're aware that you're there, and we're working on it. I'm like, what do you mean you're working on it? Oh, yeah, we're trying to do what we can. They were no help, absolutely no help. So we get in touch with our travel agent. She finds a flight through Puerto Rico. And I'm like, absolutely not, because there's another hurricane, Maria, heading through Puerto Rico the next day. And I said, I cannot do this again. So finally, my friend's sister, she finds us a flight. She said, I'll pay anything, because they started to gouge the prices because they knew we were trying to get out. And so we get a flight that's taking us to Montreal, to Atlanta, to Baltimore. So we get to Montreal, we fly into the States, we're getting ready to cross the border into the United States. And my friend stops, she grabs my arm, and she looks at me. She said, Michelle, I just need to know before we get across this line back into the States, are you still going to be my friend? And I say to her, girl, are you crazy? I said, we are locked in forever now. Like, we've gotten through this. And so what ended up happening, we got home an hour before we would have gotten home if we had had the original trip that we were supposed to have. That's how long it took us to get back. And I will never, ever travel during hurricane season again. Thank you.